Savunga, a community on St. Lawrence Island, harvested two bowhead whales last week, both of them female. While the island is praising the immense intake of muktuk and meat amid an economic disaster, Theodora Kinkakook, a drummer on the island, is celebrating another part of the anatomy, the uterus. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Theodora Kinkakook is a 21-year-old singer, drummer, and dancer with the Savunga Dancing and Singing Troupe. He's also co-captain of his dad's whaling crew. And last week, after helping distribute meat and muktuk to the community from the two female bowheads, Kinkakook returned to the beach, where he collected the whales' wombs. His plan...
cut them up, clean them out, hang them, and then that's when I'll be putting them on my drum.
Traditionally, St. Lawrence Island drums are covered with walrus stomachs. But with this year's bleak walrus harvest, in which the island gathered only one-third of its annual walrus intake, walrus stomachs are in short supply, so Kinkakook decided to go a different route, whale uteruses.
I just thought about it, and it actually worked pretty good, and the other drummers were amazed.
Kinkakook used this method for the first time last year. He says he had never seen it done before, but wanted to give it a try. And the result? Well, Kinkakook says, in addition to producing a lot more drums than walrus stomachs, six times more, whale uteruses are an all-around better drumming material.
It's a lot stretchier, and it's much louder, and you don't have to spray it as much as stomach walrus.
Usually the whale wombs are pushed back into the ocean with the rest of the carcass, where it becomes food for seagulls and other scavengers. Not these bowhead uteruses. Kinkakook says he'll be making instruments for Savunga's drumming group, and if permitted, he will even try to sell a few. Reporting from Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.